Alright. So, it is 5:31. We are going to go ahead and get started. If we can all arise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Alright, so I want to thank everyone for coming tonight and welcome to the Barberton Building and Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a regular meeting being held on Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. We are going to call to order and swear in any individuals that will be addressing the board this evening. So if you are planning on speaking on your own behalf or on behalf of any applicant tonight, please rise. There are no public in attendance tonight, so there will be no swearing in. So we will move right on, and clerk, can you please call roll?
Mr. Haskell? Ms. James Carter?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Schmidt?
Here.
Mr. Haskell?
He just walked in.
Mr. Abeck? You said Mr.
Yes,
I'm here.
Let's see. So yeah, if you want to...
Mr. Haskell?
Call and roll.
Okay. Present.
And then you're forgetting the board chair.
Oh, I had heard you mention
that. Mr. Green. Here. Yeah, but on the recording, they can't see me. Even though they can hear me.
Like I say, they know your voice.
All right. So, first order of business is the approval of minutes from December 16th, 2025. Did everybody get a chance for review, and are there any changes to note? All right, hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from December 16th, 2025.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the minutes by Mr. Smith. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mr. Klein. Are there any final remarks? All right, so we are going to vote to approve the minutes from December 16th, 2025. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. So, old business, there is... So, Raymond Bosch, 906 West Tusk. So, what happened with that is he was sent a letter stating that he had a vacant commercial property in the downtown area. He opposed that. He went to planning... and actually had a discussion with them. They explained why it was considered vacant. Initially he said he was it was storage. Turns out he's running some sort of a store out of that place. So they were going to approve the conditional use of that property. So that's why it was removed from the hearings and moved to old business. So if there's any questions about that, Stacy would be able to answer those in planning. But it sounds to me like he is in compliance, and so there's no appeal for the property registration.
County, what kind of store is there?
So I believe that he sells primarily online.
Okay, that's a different
thing. Yeah. So, yeah, and I think so. I believe that that is a conditional... that's a use that is approved for that type of... that was my understanding, the way Stacy explained it to me. And then... So the first hearing... So I know it's on old business, but I'm going to talk about it again kind of as a hearing. So it is... The applicant is Mr. Warren Eckenrode. It is 144 14th Street Northwest. He was here in October, I believe it was. We held it in abeyance until this month. In the meantime, I had brought up this address to our stormwater engineer. This is in the floodplain on 14th Street that was part of the FEMA project several years ago. And it is still a property that she is interested in the city purchasing and raising the home. So rather than carrying out the repair orders, I would ask that the board consider holding this in abeyance to allow the city to try to work a deal to purchase this property so that we can carry out the raising and continue with that program. So that was the reason why he's not here tonight. I had the property maintenance inspector, Jeff, Mr. Carr, that's been working with him, tell him that we were going to try to hold it in abeyance and to work up a deal to purchase that property. So if the board would so be so moved to motion to hold this in abeyance for at least another 30 days to give my stormwater engineer some time to work up a deal.
Have I been talking? Have I been talking with the owner, the city?
So Mr. Carr reached out, and they are very interested in the sale of that property. I don't think he's going to sell it for $3, but as long as it's a reasonable offer, I think that he is definitely interested in walking away from the home.
So. Is the home still up?
It is.
It is, for sure?
Yes.
Okay. We were just going over that. Okay.
So if anybody is so moved to...
I make a motion to hold an advance for 30 days for the next meeting.
So a motion was made to hold until the next BZBA meeting. Hold this hearing in abeyance until the next BZBA meeting. So a motion was made by Mr. Klein, seconded by Ms. James Carter. Are there any final remarks? Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Aban?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. James Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
All right. So we will hold that in abeyance. A lot of the action has already been done. So we've already done a title search. And so a lot of the action has been completed. It's just a matter now of our stormwater engineer. We have to get an appraisal done and then make the offer. So thank you all. What's the date of our next meeting? Does that sound right?
19th?
17th. Okay, and then hearing B is, so this was an applicant Josh Heaton, on behalf of his deceased mother. He was given time to obtain the executor paperwork of the estate so that he could represent himself as the owner of the property, or at least the executor of the property. There has been no action on that. There's been no action at the property to clean anything up. You can see the current pictures are in front of you. The water's been off since May of 2025, and there's a garden hose that appears to be running to the neighbor's house. I don't know. There may have also been some theft of water going on there. My understanding from Mr. Pulliam is that the police have been there a couple of times also recently. Not having an applicant here to speak on the matter, I would like to close this hearing, entertain any questions from the board, or a motion to move on this applicant. So are there any questions? Mr. Haskell?
No questions.
Okay.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
Make a motion to this was an appeal.
Yes.
To grant appeal.
Okay, a motion was made by Mr. Haskell to grant the appeal. Do I have a second? Mr. Klein seconds. So a motion was made to grant the appeal. Seconded by Mr. Klein. Are there any final remarks?
Nope.
exactly the appeal?
What's that?
What is the appeal?
So he is appealing the letter of unfit. So you're appealing the order to repair or demolish. Okay, so we actually have moved past unfit, and it's an order to repair or demolish. So that's what he's appealing. Again, there has been no action on the property. Are there any final remarks on the motion? Clerk, please call roll.
Ms. James Carter?
No.
Mr. Klein?
No.
Mr. Avant?
No.
Mr. Haskell?
No.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Okay, so the motion is denied and the appeal is not granted. All right, and that is the entirety of the meeting tonight. I appreciate you all coming. Our next meeting will be February 17th. Do we have applicants for that meeting? We do, okay. I'd say other than the one that we held in abeyance. Okay. I'd say, because if we held that one in abeyance and we could sell it before then, we wouldn't have to meet. But there are others, so sounds like we'll see you all here in about a month. Is there any other miscellaneous discussion or other business? All right. Well, I thank you all for coming. I know we don't get a whole lot of short meetings anymore, so it's kind of nice, but it was also a very cold day to be traveling in here. So.
Come all the way out here just
maybe next short time can be nicer weather.
But all right, so if there's nothing further, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Smith making a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mr. Avant. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Meeting is adjourned at 5:43.
Dang it. We're keeping a record for that?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes, I am.
You have a denial letter then for the mother. The 158 line.
Nice. Have a nice night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.